Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Book Buzz. I'm your host, Susanna Greenberg, and today we have as our guest Jennifer Johnson, author of the illustrated children's book Naptime Fairies, with illustrations by Barbara Morgan and published by Pocket Watch Tales. Thank you for being with us, Jennifer Johnson. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
We're so glad to have you. This is an illustrated children's book, and for anyone who's ever struggled with putting their child to sleep, and I'm sure all of us have, or if you're a caregiver to a child, this is a wonderful, delightfully illustrated children's book. Again, the book is called Naptime Fairies, and our author of the day today is Jennifer Johnson. Jennifer, tell us a little bit, what is your book, Naptime Fairies, all about?
Well, I wrote this book after the birth of my first child, and I had to return to work shortly after I had him and was challenged with that and the idea of not being there to be with him every moment while he was growing. And so I invented these Naptime Fairies that take a journey across the land to watch over him and to share the moments that I couldn't. It is a book that any parent or caregiver can read to a child to let them know that although their parent is not with them at that moment, that they are thinking of them, that they have sent love and laughter, and although they might be away at that moment, they are still loving them and taking care of them from far away. It gives a sweet sense of a child going to sleep and resting peacefully, knowing that there are love and wishes being sent to him by his parent that can't be there at that moment.
Mm-hmm. And I must say, reading the book, it is also an object of great beauty. It's very soothing and lovely and charming, as well as the message of the book, too. Very soothing. I just want to take a nap when I look at it.
Yes.
And what do you hope readers will take away from reading Naptime Fairies? What should it do for them, your readers?
Well, I think there's twofold to that. I think for the child that's being read the book, I hope that they have a sense of peace, knowing that although their parent or someone might be away, that they are still always loved and looked after. And for the parent who is reading the book, as you know, sometimes as parents we have to either work or we have to travel. There's things that come up in life where we can't physically be present with our children, but we are always thinking of them and wishing them the best moments throughout the day and wishing we could share every one of those moments. So I hope for a parent it gives you that sense of being able to express to your child, although I'm not there, I'm always thinking of you and I'm always with you and I'm always sending someone to watch after you. And for the child who's being read the story, that they understand in a very basic way that your parents are always watching over you and they love you even when they can't be there physically with you.
Mm, what a simple and beautiful message for a parent to be able to share with their child through your book. I'm sure many parents and caregivers of children will be very grateful to have this wonderful, charming book to have to read to their children. Tell me, Jennifer Johnson, what is next for you? Do you have more books coming out or special events that you'd like to tell us about?
We do. We have our second book, which is Gypsy Magician, and that will be out mm-hmm. shortly. And that entails a young boy and his journey out into the world. And it is, he is a magician in his case, are all the tools that his parents have given him to help navigate his way through the world. And he has his companion who they go out and they're going to have great adventures through faraway lands and chase lions. And it's just a great story about an adventure of a young boy and his sidekick and how they have learned through the skills in their magician's case that came from their parents how to take on any type of adventure.
Oh, that sounds lovely. And I should mention your website, which is pocketwatchtales.com, where you can learn more about the book Naptime Fairies and the forthcoming book The Gypsy Magician. And that is, again, at pocketwatchtales.com. And right now we've been discussing the book, Jennifer Johnson's first book, the lovely, delightful, illustrated children's book, Naptime Fairies. Again, that's by Jennifer Johnson, whom we've been speaking with, and illustrations by Barbara Morgan, and published by Pocket Watch Tales. I recommend it for anybody who has ever wanted a beautiful companion to help put their child to sleep, and that would be just about anybody who ever deals with children, wouldn't it? So, thank you again, Jennifer, for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a delight. And again, that's Naptime Fairies by Jennifer Johnson, illustrations by Barbara Morgan from Pocket Watch Tales, and it's an illustrated children's book. Thank you all for listening, and thank you again, Jennifer Johnson. And happy reading, Naptime Fairies.